You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Well, car delinquencies are on the rise. Should you be worried? It is a worrisome trend. And with us is credit repair expert Paul Oster. Paul, it's great to have you back on. So, hey, no surprise here. As the stimulus has run out, the number of defaults probably in most loan categories, including housing, we're starting to see defaults in housing go up, notices of pendency being filed, list pendants as they're referred to. Is it time for consumers to realize that the party is over and you need to really buckle your belt and get ready for rough times?
Yeah, I think both consumers and creditors, banks and financial institutions, typically what we see early on in a downturn, 30-day lates on credit cards, 30-day lates on auto payments, that's where we start, right? People typically pay their mortgage up until they simply can't pay it anymore, but they will skip credit card payments and car payments along the way just to make the mortgage payment. So early on, you're going to see the uptick in those 30-day lates, and it's happening. So unfortunately, I think the Fed, it's almost a case of a little bit too little too late. We should have started this, quite some time ago and had a, kind of lengthen the runway to give people a chance to, like you said, get reacclimated to reality, and the party's over. So consumers have to tighten their belts. They got to pay attention to their household budget. I always talk about how we've become a nation of subscriptions. Mm-hmm. When you look at Netflix, Spotify, Hulu, Sirius Radio, all Roblox, Xbox, PS4, they all have a subscription. And some of them are, $4 a month. Some of them are $14 a month. Some of them are $29 a month. But if you take a family of three, four, five people, it could be hundreds of dollars in subscriptions. So start there, cut all the subscriptions. Look, subscriptions are typically things we want, not things we need. So as a family, plan ahead, do it as a family project. Everyone's going to contribute here. And if you can't contribute financially, maybe if your children are old enough, they do get a job. Maybe it's time to get a second income. And look, we hope that it doesn't last as long as it could. But now is the time to prepare and to take action. If we just sit on our hands here, that's when you find yourself in a hole that you might not be able to dig out of.
Yeah, that's such a great point. If the Fed had just started raising 25 basis points every other month a year ago, right, we wouldn't be in this mess. We'd have.
Yeah, it always seems sky is falling, whether it's with city, state, federal budgets. All of a sudden, we're in this, situation where we have to raise interest rates 75 basis points. And mm-hmm. this is the price that we're paying now.
It really is. And yeah, we'd have the same interest rates we have now, but we would have gotten there in an orderly manner. I'm not saying that soft landing is by any means assured when you print that much money up, Paul, in that short period of time, and then you decrease global productivity by at least as much as you increase your money supply. That is a recipe for inflation, no matter how you cut it, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. And unfortunately, people on the lower end of the FICO scoring spectrum, the lower income middle to lower income families. They're the ones that are going to get hit the hardest here. And if you have to purchase a vehicle at this point in time, you know, the interest rates are creeping up. They're not as bad as the knee-jerk reaction on the mortgage interest rates side. Look, rates are still relatively low on mortgages. I mean, if you're less than 6%, to me, that seems like a pretty good deal on a 30-year fixed mortgage. But when you compare it to the fact that we were down in the twos not too long ago, that's the, you know, the slap in the face reality.
Hey, and let's not forget how much housing prices have gone up.
So
it's a 1-2 punch.
Yeah, so this is not a housing crisis, you know, at all. We've had a kind of a cocktail of things that have happened, the perfect storm with the pandemic, now with the war in Ukraine and the supply chain issues. All of these things are having a tremendous impact on all markets. But the housing industry, it's crazy. There's the demand is so high right now. It is driving prices through the roof. We're back to these bidding wars, people paying 20 to 30% over asking price. And that there's only one reason for that, and that's the supply and demand. There's just no inventory, believe it or not, especially for second homes. You know, newer construction, they're starting to come back for sure, but you're also going to pay a crazy premium for new construction right now.
All right. So this could be a real jolt to the market, perhaps could have been avoided, right? But we are where we are. So it's kind of up to you to get your own house in order and not be waiting for the government to do anything for you, because that ain't going to happen this time.
You're exactly right, Kerry. And I think the last time we spoke, you know, a lot of times I'm not the most popular guy in the room because I do put the onus on the consumer. We have to hold ourselves accountable. Look, things happen, right? Health emergencies, loss of jobs and pandemics, all of those things happen. But where was our reserve emergency fund? Where was our backup plan? And if you got caught, you know, with your back against the wall, what did you do? Did you just lay down? Did you go out and get a second income? Did you figure something out? Swallow your pride. You know, if you have the support system there, reach out to family members, figure out a short-term loan, maybe from a family or a friend, borrow against your 401k, maybe try and take money out of the house if you do have equity. But, you know, people, we live in this crisis mode every 30 days. Some people are putting money away for retirement, and yet they're carrying tens of thousands of dollars in credit card debt, which to the tune of 17, 20, 29%, you're paying interest on that money. So we really have to take a look at our own financial game plan right now, put a household budget in place, and figure this out sooner than later.
All right. So people coming to you nowadays, what's the primary issue that they're facing?
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Goldterra Resource Corp. is a gold exploration company that has assembled a highly prospective district-scale land position on the doorstep of the city of Yellowknife in Canada's Northwest Territories. Goldterra is currently focused on expanding and delineating gold resources at the company's Yellowknife City Gold Project with a goal of discovering over 5 million ounces. With ready access to infrastructure and multiple high-grade gold discoveries, Goldterra is on track to re-establishing Yellowknife as one of the premier gold mining districts in Canada. Goldterra trades as YGT in Toronto and YGTFF on the OTC. For more information, go to goldterracorp.com. That's goldterracorp.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of the people that come, you know, wind up on our doorstep, they don't need credit management, or they don't need somebody to try and help them with what's happened in the past. They're not in a position to pay their current bills on time. So they need to sit with a certified financial planner. They need to sit with somebody who's going to figure this out. again, going back to the last time you and I spoke, I referenced a book, You're Broke Because You Want to Be, right? We're all on a fixed income, basically. So we have to figure out how much money's coming in. And if we're going to get out of debt, where is the money coming from? And it's going to come from cutting our expenses, because that's where you're going to find some cash to start putting towards the debt. Number one priority, get out of revolving credit card debt. How you do that, there's a bunch of different options. Again, if you can borrow against a 401k, if you can take money out of your house, if you can borrow from a family member, if you can do a 0% balance transfer. But all of these also, the caveat being, you have to have a plan to now pay back those loans, or you know, figure out what you're going to pay in your new mortgage with a little bit of a higher interest rate. You have to have a plan in place. Revolving credit card debt, 3, 6, 12 months, maybe 18 months should be the max, where you're focused and you're disciplined, and you know, you stop going to the convenience store on your way to work, on your way home from work. You stop going out for dinner and drinks 2, 3, 4 times a week. You stop going on vacations maybe. And again, I get it. I'm a realist. But I'm not saying you have to do this for the rest of your life, but you should be focused on getting out of debt first and foremost, because living with debt is one thing in a 0% interest rate environment. Our credit cards, unfortunately, are directly tied to the Fed rate, right? So we have this variable interest rate. Every time the Fed raises rates, our variable rate credit card rate goes up. So now it's going to take you even more money and longer to get out of debt.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better, Paul. People want to talk to you, find out ways that you can help them develop a strategy to deal with these issues. Where's the best place to find you these days?
Yeah. So, look, the good news is people, we've heard it for 17 years. Once they start the plan, they say, I wish I would have started this a couple of months ago, a couple of years ago. But look, it's only a matter of when, not if. You can help yourself, or we can try and help you also. So just go to betterqualified.com. You can fill out, you can actually ask us questions anonymously. We have a chat feature on our website, but you can fill out a quick form. Somebody would get in touch with you. We pull a credit report. We figure out how much debt you're really in and what is the next step. Do you need to talk to a bankruptcy attorney? Bankruptcy is not the end of the world. It's actually the beginning of your new debt-free world, whether or not it's a Chapter 13 or a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. And it doesn't take 7 years to recover from a bankruptcy. With 1 to 2 years, it's like ServPro. It could be like it never happened. As a matter of fact, in the middle of a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, if you're making your payments on time, you could actually get approved for a mortgage.
Yes.
So figure out how you're going to get out of debt first and foremost. Figure out how you're going to increase your credit scores. Your credit scores are either going to cost or save you money every single month. And in this environment, it becomes, you know, imperative that you have the highest credit score possible for you at this point in time.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you coming on. If you got a question for Paul, why don't you shoot us an email, kl@carrieletz.com. While you're at the site, sign up for your free newsletter, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Paul, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me back on, Kerry. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Kerry Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.